Yes, and I want to comment. I received an email from, because before I knew what was on the statement that Margie was going to put out, I asked his son, David, and he just emailed me two pieces. So, but I'm accessing them right now, so I'm not sure if we can move ahead with that. I'd like to amend it, I think.
Is that a motion?
It's an amended motion. I'd like to leave the articles up to the discretion of the ED to include. Anyway, because I haven't read them myself yet. Thank you.
Okay. So what you're suggesting is that my motion would be amended by additional language provided by Richard's son. Is that the idea?
Yeah, at your discretion, because I haven't read it.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, yeah,
go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I'd like to amend both the original motion as well as the amendment. You know, we ain't read the amendment, but it's written by the guy's son. I mean, it's a big deal.
No, I don't think they're both written by him. I'm not sure. I haven't read them. He just said he was sending them to me. Okay, as soon as I open them. Okay, is there any objection?
Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
Okay. We don't need a resolution to put something on the website. If Margie wants to put it there, she can put it there. If what he sent you is copyrighted articles, we can't legally put them on the website. So just
I don't know what he said. I already said to the
don't amend the motion. Let's just pass what Margie sent out.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, since there's no objection, okay. Move on.
Is there a second to?
Benito seconded.
I second it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. Or Janet. Okay, hearing no objection, we'll move on. Margie, you want to continue with your.
Wait, I'm not clear. Did we approve the amended line?
Yes, that was what Benito said. I said the motion as amended.
Okay.
Okay,
no,
thank you.
Brian, I objected.
Yeah, what is the motion?
The motion is what I read, and
no, but the one that Lydia amended.
Lydia amended to leave it up to the discretion of the ED. Brian says the motion isn't necessary. The motion was already made and seconded, and so I think we have to proceed. And Brian can continue to vote now.
Wait, no.
I objected to the amendment. The ED already has discretion.
Oh, you objected to the amendment. Okay, let's take the roll.
For what?
For the amendment, which is to leave it up to Margie's discretion as to whether or not to use the material that his son sent, which I'm still trying to access. Thank you very much. Okay, at the same time, I'm trying to chair. Okay, Janet, please call the roll.
Okay, Alan, KPFT. Argueta, he's not here. Burden, WAI.
Alan is confused.
Sorry?
Alan wants somehow the motion to be withdrawn. So,
how do you vote, Alan, please?
Alan is totally confused, so sorry. I guess I have to pass.
Okay, Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW. Is anybody there? Steve Brown, WBAI.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're voting for. I mean, I've been listening, but not really understanding it. What are we voting on?
Okay. Margie moved that we approve a memorial to Richard Moore. Lydia amended that, which is what we're voting on, for her to use language that I believe his son supplied at Margie's discretion to change her initial memorial. We're voting on the amendment.
Fine. I vote yes.
Okay. Steve Brown votes yes. Cass Nave, KPFT.
vote yes.
Castanet votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz, WTFW.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards, Tickert, KPFA.
Abstain.
Edwards, Tickert. Abstain. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
Medina votes yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WCFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I vote yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Allen, we pass.
Allen abstains.
Allen abstains. Burden, WBAI. Burden. Right. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Let me count the votes. I have 11 yes, 0 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Razan votes yes, so that's 12-0-4. This passes.
Okay. Margie, you want to continue with your report?
Wait, 1 second. Is this an amendment or a substitute? It was a substitute, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was not a substitute. This was just an amendment.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So
I'm here to vote on the motion as amended.
To,
yes.
Yes.
Okay. Call the roll.
Any objections?
I wonder if I might address the issue because there seems to be universal confusion.
Go ahead.
Yes. I think that the purpose of voting on this motion is to put the force of the board behind the honoring of this gentleman who so well served Pacifica. And so I would like to think that we could get this amended motion approved without objection, so that it might be reported on our website that this was the action of the board of directors and not just the executive director.
Thank you. Are there any objections to this motion as amended? Thank you. Okay, so the motion passes. Margie, would you like to continue with your report?
Done. I read the entire report and I have, I'm certainly willing to take questions if people have questions about the report.
Well,
but
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
But wait a minute. Let me just ask the timekeeper to just tell us how much time we have left on this agenda item.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Alan, I'll be back.
I'll take a question.
This is Kim.
Janet Kay, I'm sorry.
Can I move to extend, please, for 15 minutes?
Oh.
I second.
Okay. Okay. Are there any objections to extending?
Alan has a question. If we had 15 minutes to this, does that mean we probably won't get to the archives resolution before we have to adjourn this meeting to go into executive session?
We don't have executive session today.
Oh, I thought I saw that. Okay.
Is there
Thank
any
you.
Objection?
Thank you.
Canceled.
Is there any is there any objection to extending? Okay, thank you. So the continue.
Janet Kay, I was on
Janet.
That. Yes, thank you.
Janet,
so I sent a motion before the meeting about the transition from the IED to the ED, and so I'd like to just read it. It kind of speaks for itself. to prepare for the transition on May 11, 2015 from the current IED Margie Wilkinson to the newly hired ED John Prophet. That IED Wilkinson is to provide ED Prophet and the PND with the following on or before May 11th. 1. A list of ongoing and expected national projects for which the ED has some or total responsibility, to include the June in-person meeting in LA, working with the NES directives to station IGMs around the 2015 LSE elections, administration of committee membership lists, management of the Pacifica.org and PacificaNetwork.org websites, ensuring meeting noticing, audio streaming, approved minutes posting, and archiving of minutes occur on the kpftx.org website, a listing of ongoing legal cases, lawsuits, the name and location of the court, the names of defendant and plaintiff lawyers, a listing of current EEOC agreements, the names of claimants and mediator, if any, registration of PFR Pacifica Foundation Radio, which now will be Pacifica Foundation, with California Secretary of State, the AG audit. 2, a listing of registration status of station licenses and renewal dates. 3, a listing of rental leases for station studios, expiration dates. 4, a listing of rental leases for transmitters, studios, expiration dates. 5, a listing of all property owned, locations, date purchased. 6, an inventory of Pacifica equipment. 7, the process for administration of the committee membership list. 8, a copy of all current union agreements with any of the Pacifica units. 9, the organization chart for the national office. 10, job descriptions of national staff members. 11, a listing of lawyers that represent Pacifica, their area of specialty, and their contact information, as well as other transition information needed that is not listed above. I also just added that Raul Salvador be the go-to person when Margie is on vacation. That was already dealt with. So I'm done.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Does it need a second?
Yes, it's a motion.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Teresa.
I thought this was the request from John Prophet from us?
No.
No.
This is a motion by Janet, the secretary.
Okay. Well, I'm... I noticed that we did not have on that list the total of all payables, and I'm wondering if that could be added, since I would be unable to get us to get it from the CFO.
This has to be seconded first before anything, any amendments.
Okay. All right. Then I'll second it. And I would like to move that we add, that we tell this man the total of the payables and give him a list of all of our payables, too.
Question, Brian?
Okay, Brian, go ahead.
If Margie does not produce all 11 items and 12 sub-items on this list, are we going to cut her pay or are we going to fire her?
She's in jail.
This motion under discussion now?
Yes, it is. Go ahead. The amendment.
Tony for the stack.
The amendment. Okay.
About the payables. Okay.
Tony for the stack.
Tony, go ahead.
Privilege, Brian.
Yes. Brian.
Can we have the amendment in writing?
Yes.
Okay, Tony. I'm sorry, the amendment hasn't been seconded yet.
Who seconded it? Kim.
Kim, okay. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Even though I agree in principle with what you're trying to do with the, you know, in terms of transition and naturally all of those things should be done, but I disagree with us passing a motion mandating that that happens. I think it's overstepping the power of the board. I mean, if the new executive director has things he wants to request, he can request them from the executive director. I assume they'll have a transition meeting, and they would transfer all of these documents that he needs and bring him up to speed. I just have a problem with quantifying specifically that the board mandates that all these documents be produced and turned over to the new executive director, which I think are both, all these are executive functions. I think the board is just really overstepping its authority. I think this is something that should happen during transition. I don't disagree with these things being done, but I think it's overstepping our boundary of the board, and it's micromanaging. I mean, this is something that takes place in a normal transition. That's it. But I agree with the concept. I just disagree with the board stepping in and overstepping and mandating.
This is Kim.
Margie would like to be on the list.
Okay, Margie.
Okay. Well, first,
Did you hear me? This is Kim. Hello?
I think I have the floor.
Well, I thought I spoke first, but I'm just Did Lydia hear me?
Yes, I did, but I thought, okay, go ahead, Kim, and then Margie, and then I thought I heard Adriana. But, oh, no, that was, sorry, that was a different question. Go ahead, Kim.
I think that generally this is stuff the board should know anyways, and my understanding is not only should it be given to the new EB, but also the board needs to know this information. And, you know, we should be getting reports on this stuff regularly, quite frankly. So I don't think this is burdensome or micromanaging. This is, we're not managing it. We're requesting information as to the status of some of these important areas, which I'm aware that there is problematic and the board should be aware of. That's it.
Janet K., point of order.
Okay.
Brian is back.
Point of order.
Yes, so again, we're discussing the amendment, Teresa's amendment, to just include a list of payables. It sounds like people are addressing the whole or the main motion.
Okay.
Alan to the stack.
Okay. Brian and then Teresa.
I'm
Margie was on the stack.
I'm sorry, who?
I thought Margie was on the stack.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I want to talk about the whole ball of wax, and I guess what we're doing now is deciding on the amendment. I have no objections to the amendment. It doesn't make any difference. So that's fine.
Point of order, there's so much noise, it's hard to hear Margie or anybody.
Everybody mute except the people on the stack right now who are, I think, Brian and Teresa.
I want to speak on the main motion. I'll pass on the amendment.
Okay. Teresa, on the amendment, on your amendment?
I just think it's especially important in that there is some question about who supervises the CFO. We supervise the CFO. I have a hard time making decisions because I don't know what our payables are. So I want this information, and I would certainly want the CFO to have it. So I would, you know, that's why I'm asking for this, especially now.
Okay. Thank you. Who is this? I can't hear. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Your phone is really, really bad. I can barely hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Benito. We can't hear you.
Yeah, actually, this is really just a point of clarification, I guess. I read the resolution. This is not directed or doesn't specify that this information go to the board. That's what some board members want. This is for, if I correct, you can correct me. It's for Margie to produce for the committee. We ain't got nothing to do with it.
Okay. Does anyone object to, I guess they do, but anyway, to this amendment?
Point of order or whatever it is.
Okay.
Personal privilege. I can't hear a word. I couldn't hear a word he said.
Yeah, me neither.
Benito, you want to try again very briefly?
He should hang up and call up again.
It's
That's
his
not
phone
gonna help
his
him.
Connection.
It's his phone. Benito.
Okay.
Are you, first of all, are you for or against it?
For against
the amendment.
Are you for or against the amendment?
Against.
Pardon?
I'm against the amendment. Against.
Okay.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet.
Well, it does say in the main motion that it goes to the PNB as well. All of it.
Is Adriana for the stack?
Adriana.
I called the question.
Yes, I already did that. The stack is exhausted. Please, is there... Well, Benita already objected. Just call the roll, Janet, please.
Okay, this is on the amendment to...
It's on the amendment. Thank you.
...include list of payables. Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cass Nave, KPFT.
No.
Cass Nave votes no. Coleman, WBAI.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz, WPFW. Diaz votes yes. I think that's what I heard.
Well, he opposed the amendment, so that's doubtful.
Oh,
Benito,
oh.
How do you vote?
We'll get back. Okay, Edward Tickert, KPFA.
Abstain.
Edward Tickert abstain. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Wow.
Fuentes votes no. Sorry. One second. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes, of course.
Kaufman votes yes. Coburn, KPFA, abstains. Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK. Norman, sorry? Medina. Can't hear you. Norman, WPFW.
No.
Norman votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
This is to add to the list that the payables, and this list is directed, I'm sorry, I'm confused. The list is directed to me. I'm named in it. No, I vote no.
Wilkinson votes no. Burden. Diaz.
Can't hear Burden.
Cannot hear Burden. Diaz, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Diaz votes no. Okay, and Medina? All right, let me count.
This is Jim Brown. Did you call my name?
I did.
Okay.
How do you vote?
My vote is no.
Jim Brown votes no. Sorry, I forgot to call you again.
Okay. Did you call Brenda? She was on the call.
I did, but she hasn't.
Is she muted?
Sorry,
This is Rodrigo, too. I'm voting no.
Margreta votes no.
Wow.
And Medina?
I was on mute. I vote no.
Sorry about that. You vote how?
I vote no.
Medina votes no. All right. Oh, wait a minute.
I think I heard Rodrigo.
Yeah,
she got it.
Yes. All right. I've got a little confused here, so let me just call out the yes votes and the no votes. Yes, I have five, I believe. Alan, Steve Brown, Janet Coleman, Kim Kaufman, Robert Mark. Did I miss anybody? No.
You haven't
voted yet.
Sorry? You haven't voted yet.
Yes, I did.
Oh, really?
I
abstained. Okay.
Yes.
And now
okay,
the chair.
So no, I have Argueta, Jim Brown, Kefnave, Diaz, Fuentes, Medina, Norman, Tucker, and Wilkinson. And that's nine. And two abstentions are Edward Siekert and Coburn. So this failed.
The chair?
Oh, Brazan, do you wish to vote?
I abstain.
Okay. And what about Roberto Robin? Raven?
Madam Chair, we're at time on the IED report.
Janet Kay, I move to extend for 10 minutes.
I'm sick. Oh,
okay. Are there any objections?
Hi, Iggy. Hi, Iggy. Get away, get away. Go, 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 go.
Margie, mute.
Okay. Okay, we're extended for 10 minutes. Hearing no objections. Okay, Janet?
I'm
so,
sorry.
Jana?
Who
wanted to be
the main motion.
Okay. Okay, there was Brian and Margie.
Margie was
Tony.
Before me.
Oh, and Tony, you want a main motion also. Okay, so Brian, Tony, Margie.
I'm Adriana.
And Adriana.
Margie definitely asked to be on stack before me.
Okay.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Well, I basically wanted to echo what Tony said. You know, the ED, as far as I know, is entitled to every record that's on this list. And some of these documents may not exist in the form that they're listed, in which case we're telling Margie what to do with her time and how to prioritize her time, which we already don't pay her for. And the language of the motion also requires us to take information, some of which is sensitive and litigation required, involved, and blast it out to a 22-member board, including members who haven't requested it. And we have one board member who has previously shared confidential information with someone who's an adverse legal party to the foundation. I just think it's ill-advised and it's unnecessary. Everyone should know by now from working with Margie that she works extremely hard to get information that's requested by anyone entitled to it into their hands. She's going to already announced her intention to work closely with John Prophet on his transition. She lives a 10-minute bike ride from the office that he'll be working out of and is going to be available to him. We don't need to lock stuff in stone with 12-point sub-bulleted board resolutions.
Okay, Tony?
No.
Or Margie, whichever one you go.
No. Yeah. I just want to say that, first of all, I've already shared some of this information with Prophet. It's all stuff that you all have. I have sent every threat to sue us to the board. You all have them. I've made reports on stuff. I've provided him with a number of different things. He's reading those things. We plan to talk over the next week. I will give him as much information as I can. But I, you know, first of all, some of this stuff doesn't exist. It's one of the reasons that working in the national office is so friggin' hard, is that you can't even find some of the information that is supposed to be on this list. And like Brian said, I don't get paid. I don't think you ought to be, you know, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. I object to it because it offends me. I am going to do everything in my power to make this work out smoothly. I am so happy that I am no longer going to be the ED at, or the interim ED at Pacifica. I can't begin to tell you how pleased that makes me. And I will do everything in my power to make the transition as smooth as possible and to provide Mr. Prophet with everything that he could possibly need or want.
Yeah. Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Okay, let's see. Where are we? Did we hear from Tony? Yeah.
Tony, yeah. Just briefly, I just want to make some clarification. Yes, I see what the intent is, but like I said, I think that information, if it happened, we have it. It should be transferred over. And I agree with Teresa. I mean, if Teresa wants that financial information as a board member, she should have it. But I just disagree with the mechanism of using the transition to try to mandate to get information. I mean, make that direct request either to the CFO, and as a board member, you have that right. But I don't think we should use this process of transition, and I agree with Kim that some of that information should be distributed to the board, but this is just the incorrect way of doing it, mandating the interim to transfer all of these itemized documents as a mandate to the new executive director. I think, personally, I think it's overstepping the authority of the board, and that's something that happens in the transition period anyway. And we shouldn't be dictating. So if board members want information, board members have a right of inspecting and getting the information if they want. And we shouldn't use this process to try to gain information. So therefore, I would be against setting this as a precedent of mandating this transfer over. But I see what the intent is, and I agree with the intent. All that information that the new executive director should obviously have. And I would think that's what he should be gotten if he hasn't received it. But I would be voting against it as a matter of precedent, and I don't think it's a good precedent for the board.
Thank you.
Mandating that sort of thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Jose Luis?
Adriana.
I'm sorry. That's right. Adriana was first. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. First of all, I agree totally with what Brian and Tony just said. I mean, this is... We know that we are entitled to all that information, and we know that the new ED will be entitled to all that information. I don't think that we need to pass a resolution to remind our interim executive director for more than a year what information should be sent. But I'm really confused here, because we have, Martin, when you finish your report, you send the board an email that is not part of your public report, and I don't know, you said that you finished your report, and I think that the public is entitled to know what you share with us, what you sent to the board.
I beg your pardon. You're absolutely right, Adriana. You're talking about my resignation. Are you talking about my resignation? I'm very sorry. I did intend to include that in my report, and I apologize for leaving it out. So, if there's a couple of minutes left at the end of this, I'll be happy to report on that.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Now, Jose Luis.
Yes, I would like to know who Janet Colburn consulted with in order to bring this multi-point motion to the floor.
May I respond?
Yes, of course.
I did not consult with anyone. These are what I think needs to, that the ED needs to have. And I mean, I hopefully he will get it. If this fails, then it should go over to, you know, if it's not available, then it should be, and it should, like, for example, the organization chart, whether that's available or not. If it's not, it should be created. I did not consult with anyone.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any objections to this motion?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Alan KPSD.
Can you hear me?
How do you vote? Alan, KPFT, did not hear you. Vote.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta passes. Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cascade, KPFT.
Yeah, no.
Cascade votes no. Coleman, WBAI.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Seekert, KPFA.
No.
Edward Seekert votes no. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes.
Kaufman votes yes. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
Abstain.
Medina abstains. Norman, WPFW.
No.
Norman votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Argueta. Argueta, sorry. You pass?
Oh.
Sorry?
Oh.
Argueta votes no. I think that's everyone. Let me count.
This is George. I'm here. And I abstain.
Okay, Ryder abstains. So, one moment. Somebody needs to mute. Okay, I have six yes, nine no, two abstain. This fails.
Chair didn't vote?
Madam Chair, we are at time on the second extension.
Chair, yes. do you wish to vote?
I abstain. And is anyone extending time?
Coburn moves to extend 10 more minutes.
Are there any objections? Oh, I need a second. Is there a second?
Well, we need to have a second, but I think more than 10 minutes.
Well, let's...
I would
how about 15 minutes?
No.
No, let's do 10.
10, all right.
Okay. Are there any objections to 10? Okay, hearing no objections.
This is Margie.
Yes, Margie.
I wanted to read my letter for those who are listening, and this was sent to the PMB, and I sent it to the GMs as well, to colleagues. For a number of reasons, including the need to spend more time with my family, I am announcing my intention to resign as PMB chair as of May 11, 2015, when I turn over the executive director position to John Proffitt. While I am glad to have been available to help Pacifica through the transitions of the past year or so, I am also looking forward to returning to my previous life and to renewing other relationships and commitments. I had the pleasure of spending time this week with John on his trip to the Berkeley office,
and I have great confidence in him. I'll be available to work with him as he settles in, and will, of course, continue to serve as one of KPFA's directors on the Pacific National Board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, okay, Margie, thank you so much for everything. And I assume...
Adriana, for the start.
Yes, Adriana.
I'm sending a motion. Let me know if you receive it. I just send it this minute.
What is the motion?
In lieu of Margie Wilkinson resignation, we need to she announced her resignation effective May 11th. Then we need to elect, remove to nomination and election of new chair.
I believe everybody has that motion because Brenda noticed it earlier, but I don't know if Brenda's still on the call or on a plane.
That's why.
Okay, is there a second?
I move that motion.
Brian seconds.
Okay, and Madam Secretary, could you read it? It was sent at 1:02.
Right.
I shall resend it.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Janet? Janet, are you on the call?
Which one?
Janet Coburn.
Sorry, I was on mute. Okay, here I go. Whereas Chair Margie Wilkinson has announced her resignation as chair effective May 11th, 2015, and whereas other officers may be nominated and elected, thus vacating their existing officer seat, therefore necessitating a second election, move that the following timetable be adopted for said elections. Nominations shall open on Thursday, April 9th, 2015 to Thursday, April 16th, 2015. Balloting shall be sent to the secretary and balloting shall begin. Sorry?
Balloting shall be sent by?
Shall be sent by the secretary. And balloting shall begin on Friday, April 17th, 2015 to Friday, April 24th, 2015. Ballots shall be counted on Sunday, April 26th, 2015, and the newly elected chair shall assume his or her responsibilities as chair on May 11th, 2015. In the event that the current vice chair or secretary are nominated and then elected as chair, nominations for vice chair or secretary shall open on Monday, April 27, 2015 to May 1st, 2015. Ballots shall be sent by the secretary on May 2nd, 2015, and balloting shall end on Friday, May 8th. Ballots shall be counted on Sunday, May 10th, 2015, and the newly elected officer shall assume her his responsibilities as of May 11th, 2015. All deadlines, in other words, two dates, are for 12 midnight Eastern Time. All nominations may be made at a PMB meeting or by email. In either case, are to be seconded and shall also be sent to the secretary. Balloting instructions, recipients of the ballots, and election tellers remain unchanged from the February officer election process.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, Benito, did I hear you second?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any objections?
Alan for the stack.
Teresa?
I have a question about, are we going to have a board meeting where we will all be on a call where we know that a person, you know, who all is nominated? Have an opportunity for some dialogue.
Of course. There's first of all, anyone can nominate tonight, and then we have another meeting on the 30th. And people can nominate by email, because the nominations are sent to the secretary. Those nominations can be announced on the 30th of April for that first round, and subsequent if necessary for the second election. Same thing, we have another meeting on May the 7th, which is another open session. So we have two more open sessions, so people can nominate tonight. They can nominate by email as well. That's how I read it. Is that what the intent was, Adriana? Anybody?
Alan has a question.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Adriana. Wait, let Adriana comment. Adriana?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was muted. I'm sorry.
That's right.
It's explanatory, the whole motion explaining exactly why.
Okay, thank you. Teresa, you had another question?
Tell me again why we need more than one election?
In the event, because it's open to the entire board, and so if the vice chair or the secretary, who are currently officers, should they run, should they be nominated, should they win, in those events, then we would need subsequent elections to fill their seats.
Okay, now I understand. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion passes. Without objection. Okay.
Brian. Well, on that note, I wanted to thank Margie for going above and beyond the call of duty as our chair and de facto executive director for most of the past year. It is more than anybody could have asked of you, and I think you have done an incredible job of it. Straightened out a lot of loose ends, brought a lot of calm to this foundation, and a lot of rationality to its operations, seen us through an audit by the California Attorney General, settled large amounts of threatened and actual litigation, seen us through one financial audit, seen us through a successful transition to a permanent executive director hire, and on and on and on. So I just wanted to thank you, instead of beating up on you, as is our custom, for everything you've done.
And I also, this is Lydia, so I just want to take the prerogative to also say people don't realize that Margie saved us at minimum $140,000, I would estimate, in the past year, just based on what we paid the previous interim. But beyond the dollar amount, which we would not have been able to afford during that period anyway, it is everything that Brian said, and more, because we have, infringed on what is a very full family life for her, and so many other things, and we have taxed her energy, and we have, definitely caused the fraying of her nerves, and listen to her, she's still giggling, and she's been able to emerge with good humor. So thank you, Margie.
Thank you, Margie. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This is Jim.
Yes,
I'd like to say, first of all, I honor your love and commitment to the foundation and to us, and I thank you for that as well.
Thank you. I appreciate everything everyone's saying. But I do think we have to have a party.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll include it when you come to LA. We'll have a special little special toast.
Okay.
I'll draft a resolution ordering Margie to plan the party.
All right.
Okay, so
let's move on.
Okay, well,
Benito to the stack.
Okay, Benito.
So I agree with everything that everybody else has said, and I just like to add that given that Margie has been charged for her service all these months and has done all the things that everybody said, I move that the Pacifica paid for an all-expense-paid unlimited trip to the nearest insane asylum. I've been set up with this situation during all these months.
Okay, so that's kind of the icing on the cake, as it were, for your tonight's send-off. Anyway, Okay. So, Brian, how much time do we have?
Negative 1 minute.
Janet Kay?
Okay.
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Well, okay, is there any objection for
what about,
because we
about nominations?
Because we opened nominations and we didn't allow them. We got too carried away with Margie's going away party. Well, she's not going away, actually. She's still held prisoner on the board. You're not leaving us, right? You're just,
right.
That's right. Okay. Okay, so 5 minutes. Anybody want to nominate?
Second. What about second?
Was there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Somebody second that?
Second. Yeah, Jose Luis Fuentes second.
Yeah.
Okay, any objections to extending for 5 minutes? Okay, so any nominations?
Yes, Jose Luis Fuentes nominates Tony Norman for chair. I mean, Lydia Brazon for chair.
Yes, people get us mixed up all the time. Okay.
Okay, Benny Clark second in nomination.
Okay. Well, who was... Okay, if that nomination was for me, then I accept. Is there another nomination?
Hello, Alan for the stack.
Okay, Teresa?
Alan nominates George Ryder for chair.
Okay, George, do you accept?
Can I think about it?
Sure.
I accept.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Is there a second to the nomination for George?
I'll second.
Sorry,
okay.
I have my hands full.
Yes, everybody was muted, I thought, I think. Okay.
Who was that? Was that Robert Marsh?
Yes, it was Robert Marsh. Okay, any other nominations? Okay, I think now our time is up, but just a reminder that you may also nominate by email by sending it to the board and the secretary. Okay, thank you. Are we done? Are we at time?
We have just a quick question, Brian.
Sure.
If Janet can send out a written request for nomination so that people who aren't on the call know they have that option.
Very good. Janet?
Yes, and I will include the motion.
Okay.
That.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And we have our name back soon. Wow. Okay. Thanks. Talk
night.
To you. Good night.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait
We're at
minute.
Time.
Yeah, but are we going to deal with, you know, the archives motion? I mean,
we were at time on the IED report, Madam Chair.
Right.
Oh, I thought we were at time on the meeting also, though. No? Okay.
The meeting has a posted adjournment time of midnight Eastern.
Yes, Madam Chair. Several
oh, okay, but I thought that
the archives.
I thought that the time was the, I thought it was what we were going by were the minutes, the sum of the minutes on the agenda.
The next is CFO report, right? Do we have one?
No, we don't.
Okay, sorry.
The committee reports?
I was going by the minutes on the agenda that wasn't adjusted to the adjournment time was not adjusted to the sum of the minutes on the agenda. Okay, so committee reports, personnel committee, Adriana, is the secretary.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I send the report and the motion to everybody. Did everybody receive it?
Yes, I did.
I didn't get a motion. I got a report. That's
yes.
What it was.
Okay. The motion is in the report.
Um,
Point of order.
Okay, Adriana, just make the report.
It's explained in the title. Said report and motion.
Okay. Janet K.
I'm the only second language here.
Right, okay. Janet, can it be read? Can it be read to
I think she's driving.
Oh. So I can read it.
Okay, if you can read it, but Kim was also asking to say something. What was it? Was it a point of information, Kim? I didn't hear you.
I don't remember now, but the fact is, Lydia, you're the chair, so why aren't you presenting this and, you know, let the...
Because I'm presiding over the meeting.
All right, well, then step aside and make the presentation since you're the chair of the committee. Please.
I as chair, am asking Adriana, the secretary, to do so.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Teresa. I'm looking at the Personnel Committee 2015 action items, and I think that's what Adriana means as the refers to as the motion. Do you want me to read it?
I was going to read it.
Yeah, Janet K., go ahead and read it, please.
Okay, the whole report. The Personnel Committee met on March 24, 2015. Lydia Berzon was elected committee's chair. Adriana Casnave was elected committee secretary. The Personnel Committee approved unanimously the following plan of action and is requesting the PNB's approval. And here is the plan. Personnel Committee 2015 action items. CFO evaluation process and procedure. ED probationary review process and procedure. General manager evaluation process and procedure. Establishment of, quote, regular hiring practices and procedures, end quote. And finally, PD evaluation process and procedures.
Good.
Okay. Brian has a point of information.
I'm curious. Is the committee asking us to sign off on the work plan it came up for itself, or is it something it actually needs authorization from us to do?
Okay. Yes, and then let me also explain it. The Personnel Committee is not a standing committee, so it needs to have a mandate for the year, or whether to even exist for that matter, but nevertheless. And so that's what it is. It's a motion for those, for that plan for the committee, for the PNB to approve. Okay, Adriana, sorry.
Well, yeah, that was the explanation. I mean, we are not in a standing committee. That's why the plan for what the personal committee will do this year is exactly there, and obviously the mandate for the committee comes from the PNB. That's why I'm asking, or our committee. I mean, I just present the motion that we passed.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Objections to what?
Okay, this was the committee seeking work plan, as it were, with the things that Adriana listed. And so is there any objection
Alan
for that? Okay,
Alan
Teresa?
On November 18 of 2013, the Personnel Committee had this in the minutes regarding an employee handbook. Rosenberg had made changes to the employee handbook that the committee had taken from staff for staff feedback, which started a year earlier, and then I think it was Brian Edwards-Tiekert suggested that it needed to go back to all of the staff for additional input, and then she sent it to the Foundation's National Office with a request to send it to HR and perhaps Corporate Counsel for review. I believe we attempted to get this approved by the National Board in December of 2013, and I'm wondering what is the status of the employee handbook?
This is Margie.
Margie.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Teresa. I myself was very interested in this subject. I was actually talking to John Proffitt about the question of employee handbooks and how they work and what's in them. And I attempted to discover whether or not this the revised handbook had, one, ever been reviewed by corporate counsel or by HR, and I could not find any indication that that there was ever any response from either of those people, either from a lawyer. I don't see that it was ever sent to a lawyer, and I didn't see that it was ever sent to HR, or that there was a response from HR on the question of the handbook.
Janet Kay, I have more information.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
Okay. So remember, I put together the policies, and on January 20th, 2014, the personnel handbook was approved by the PND pending HR and legal approval.
Right. That's what I discovered as well.
Hey, Deanna?
Right. Deanna, go ahead.
Yes. The meeting that January 20th, 2014, that Janet Cullen is referring to was a meeting with only 11 members from the PMB, and they were trying to pass the bylaw amendment and the handbook, and the obvious there too need to go and be reviewed, and never was done. That's why, I mean, we can add that to the personnel committee discuss that we enumerate there. We can ask, we can add the revision of the handbook to be sure that it's revised by HR.
I couldn't quite hear that. Madam Chair, can you tell me what she just said?
So somebody needs to mute.
Yes, please mute. We couldn't hear. Okay. Adriana, can you repeat it?
Yes. It's so much noise. Okay. What I said, that the meeting of the PMB of January 20, 2014 was 11 members of the PMB were present. They passed the bylaws amendment, and they passed this handbook, but they sent it for review to the HR and the lawyers. What I said is we can add to the task of the personnel committee that the handbook is being revised and checked for the HR, part of the task of I just present for the personnel committee.
Okay. Are there any objections to, that was a peripheral comment, but are there any objections to the motion as it was approved by the personnel committee as is tasked? Because it sounds to me like the employee handbook was handed off to real or fictitious HR and counsel to review next.
Do we have an HR department?
We have something that Margie's looking into, how much time is allotted from, is it our current insurance carrier, Margie?
Yes.
Yes, to see how much, time is already paid for by virtue of our insurance payments that can be allotted from their HR specialists to help us out in issues.
I don't yet know what they cover. So that's all up in the air.
Okay, so we have a motion. Are there any objections to the motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Robert Mark.
Yes, Robert.
I would like to move to remand this matter back to the committee for further development and explanation.
Okay. So the committee needs a mandate to do its work. So it won't do any of the work other than that? It cannot do its work other than what? Than to just go back
to
the committee?
My motion is my motion. I just sent it out to everybody.
Okay. That's an amendment then.
So point of information?
No, it's a motion to refer. Oh, it's a motion to refer.
Motion to remand back to committee. It's,
okay. Okay.
Needs a
okay.
second, but otherwise
oh,
it's
right.
not.
Does
Alan,
anybody
Alan
want to second
staff.
That?
Alan for the staff.
Okay.
It doesn't
now,
have a second.
It needs a second.
Alan for the staff. Can
Kim,
you hear me?
I seconded.
Who
Alan,
did?
Kim.
Kim
Hello?
Seconded it. Okay. Teresa.
Hello. Madam Chair, is that
point,
the same thing?
Point of order, the matter before us is not debatable and needs to go to an immediate vote.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information.
He's asking for a point of information.
What is the referral? To my motion or to the handbook motion?
To refer the motion from the committee to go back to the committee.
Point.
How can we work if we don't have anything to
I know. Talk? Well, then you know, okay. then, so that's the vote. So, Madam Secretary, it's not debatable.
Point.
So.
Lord, point of information.
Okay, what is the point of information? Robert said it was not debatable, so please, what is your question?
My question is remanding it, is that the same thing as just adding this to the list of the things that the committee is going to
do? No, it means sending the motion that...
Madam Chair, this is George.
Yes, George.
That's not correct. It is debatable.
Okay.
Okay, so my point of information... I guess we might want to ask Robert Mark, is there any really an advantage to remand it, or can we just add it to
the... I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Oh, my God.
What ruling?
The ruling that George says that this is debatable, and then you allow debate. So I assume you ruled in favor of him and against me.
Okay, somebody give me a citation.
Okay, it is item 24 on table of rules relating to motions. Commit, refer, or commit a pending question. It is debatable. It's on page 12 of the appendix to Robert's Rules and Order.
Okay, Robert, do you have a dueling citation?